Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bob, news apparently came down before the show that I was honestly not aware of until like 2 minutes ago when Limits did that update, is that Chris Letang had surgery to repair a hole in his heart, according to Kyle Dubas, and the team put out in a news release this morning. Recovery of 4 to 6 weeks, and of course, Letang has had a couple of strokes. I mean, this is just... It's sort of heart-rending to think about what he's gone through.
Right, and it makes you wonder at his age and everything that he has gone through, if this will change his opinion about continuing to play. Now, I realize, you know, I'm a heart veteran myself. I've had a couple of open hearts. I just had a recent procedure done. I know how this is. Anytime you're dealing with your heart, it's a major, or it is the most important thing that you got in your body, so you have to take it delicately. But this looks like something that he can handle because he's had these issues before. The question is, how much do you want to continue to play, knowing that, as a former stroke victim, that's something that can kill you pretty instantly. You don't want to mess around with that, and the heart has a lot to do with it. So I got to imagine that he would have to have long and deep conversations with his family, especially his wife, about how long do I want to do this, because it's going to end sooner or later. And when it does, you have a whole nother life to live.
Yeah, for sure. And that guy, man, has he just been for his whole career a warrior and a winner. And he's been through so much. And we'll get back to that story. Best wishes for Chris Letang for a quick recovery from that. And we'll see what
you never know
what this holds
play,
for the rest
though.
Of his
True,
career.
Right? He's out there always with the most minutes of anyone. He doesn't look winded at all. And you would think that would kind of show itself, but kudos to him for continuing to play. But I still think now at his age that should be a very pertinent question.
And we will for sure get back to that. Meantime, we have Dan Zangrilli in studio to talk Pirates here. Dan, what was the post game like last night? That was just, I didn't see the whole game, but it just felt like misery to have a guy come in and shut them down like that. Defensive miscues, nobody in the building. Your thoughts, and what was it like on the post game?
You know, post game, starting with that, I thought we actually had one of our better shows from the standpoint of not just irate piss and vinegar that we typically get. We had some really, while harsh, critical, very constructive phone calls. And just, there's an element of catharsis to these shows, especially when you start out losing 2/3 of your games, as the Pirates have, sitting at, 6-12 now. But I really enjoyed thoughtful, while critical discussion. It was, I think, extremely constructive and productive rather than just throwing hissy fits, which sometimes in sports talk radio we get a little bit of that. Most of the time we get that. So I really enjoyed the show there. From the standpoint of the game itself, four losses now, Joe, when a starter goes six innings. Mm. And say what you want about Jake Irvin, mixing, matching, very capable pitcher, has gone on some really good stretches through his young career for a month or two, sometimes even three at a time. I think from Memorial Day last year through July 4th, you could measure him as one of the better pitchers in the National League. He just hasn't put together a complete 6 months. So that's where he is in his career. So capable, not a household name, 5.5 earned run average coming in. You're thinking, you know, who is this guy? What is he doing? How is he able to just maneuver through the Pirates lineup with such ease? I think the ground is somewhere in the middle there. Obviously, the Pirates are woefully undermanned offensively, and that manifests yet again. I mean, it's just same old story, night after night after night after night. Say what you want about them being undermanned. Are they on their third-string first baseman? Yes. Are they on their third-string catcher? Yes. Are they on their second-string second baseman? Yes. But doesn't matter, right? Nobody cares about that. Nobody feels bad for you. You have to find a way to not be a juggernaut offense. This team is always going to be constructed, Joe, to be built on pitching and score just enough to support that. And here we are 18 games in already with four losses where your starting pitcher goes six innings. And that was, for me, the biggest frustration about 2024. All of those losses that you had when your starter went six and gave you quality outings. Mitch Keller was, Bob, good enough to win last night. Six innings, three runs, two of those coming on a shattered bat bloop base hit after he hit a guy in the face and was probably a little rattled. But, I mean, is that worthy of a loss? Sometimes yes, but not as a frequent occurrence.
Not, especially with the starting pitcher for Washington, Irvin with a 5.63 ERA, too. He had struggled. It's not like he's going out there and you know he's going to just shut you down for seven innings, which is exactly what he did. So
they had one guy reach second base last
night. Right, the whole game. That was it.
Jack Sawinski had two of your four hits. I think the first five hitters in the lineup were a combined 0 for 16, or first four hitters were 0 for 16. I think Cruz and Reynolds between the two of them struck out, I think, five times.
Yes. Surprised to see McCutchen not in the lineup.
I was. That was a question that was brought up. We got into a little of the nuance on that. I looked at the schedule. I see today's game, left-hander on the mound. He's pretty good. 2-0 with a 196. So you probably want McCutchen in the lineup tonight, and maybe you push the envelope with him day game after a night game to face Trevor Williams tomorrow. But as much as you don't want to do this, and as productive as McCutchen has been, I think you do have to ride him a little harder.
Yeah, I do too, especially because it's April still.
And he seems
to be willing to play. He wants to play. So if he says it, then do it.
And listen, what he says publicly and maybe conversations behind the scenes privately, how he responds the next day after running all over the place and diving all over the place. Does the body respond differently? He says one thing on a Monday night. Does he feel differently on Tuesday? I don't know. But the Pirates do have a heck of a stretch here. It's the four versus the Nationals. You've got three against the Guardians. West Coast trip, travel day Monday. So they're probably being really judicious with him because I don't think the next true off day comes until May 8th. So I don't know all the calculus of how and when they're going to use McCutchen. Again, if they want to use him tonight and then maybe turn around and use him again tomorrow, that could be in the cards. You're looking at a whole bunch of things planning this out. But to be just almost alternating days with McCutchen, I don't think that you can afford to do that at this very moment. You're sitting at 6-12, and you need every reinforcement there available to you because...
Especially on a homestand like this one, you have an opportunity to try to get things right before you go back on the road to, you know, Los Angeles, and that's not going to be easy. So
yeah, in short, if he didn't play last night, Bob, he should be in there tonight and tomorrow.
Totally. I thought he should have been in for the whole series where he's swinging the bat, and given the fact they haven't had much offense, they need to really double down on the guys who are.
Yeah, and the only risk with that, I guess, final thing on it, Joe, is you you know, what happens if you run him into the ground and he's fragile, he's delicate, he's 38 years old, and then he blows a tire, right? And then where are you at? So I think that that's also front of mind.
Yeah, and I think that says a lot about where they're at, where you're hanging on.
He's their best hitter.
Yes.
That's a backhanded compliment to say Andrew McCutchen is your best hitter.
Yes.
Yeah. All due respect to Andrew, but that should not be the case.
He was brought in to be a complimentary piece and to hit seventh.
Yes. Dan Zangrilli joining us till the top of the hour here. Listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. That means the general is going to join us here in a few minutes. Coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Dan, I have a two-part question about the offense. God bless me. Who is the most disappointing offensive player for you so far? And I know the injured guys hopefully be back, you know, in short order, whatever. Who's a guy in AAA who could help this team?
The most disappointing has been Sawinski. Promise in 23, awful 24, an entire offseason, and the first series in Miami, I thought he looked like a different guy. And I think I even tweeted as much. Well, since then, it's been, and he had two hits last night, so maybe something clicks here, but he is really important to everything. And even to an extent, O'Neal Cruz. Cruz needs to take the next step at some point. To go from a 750 OPS, a 770 OPS, and knock on the door of 900. He is a 99th percentile athlete.
Yeah.
Consistency. The Pirates need a couple of things, and I was told by a guy that really enjoyed his cigarettes. The Pirates win with a most valuable player and a, for lack of a better term, not nice guy. And if you look at any time the Pirates have done anything, going back all the way to 60, Grote, Clemente, 71, Stargell, 79, Bonds, early 90s, Kutch, mid-2010s, they had essentially the MVP. And the Pirates need that. O'Neal Cruz has MVP potential and all of the tools. When he's on, it's basically Judge and Otani. The things that he can do, he needs to graduate. He needs to go from junior varsity to varsity. And he needs to be a big boy.
That's a good way to put it. He needs to be an aircraft carrier.
Mm. The next step, and you obviously see signs of it, and there are nights that he could show up and take over the game and move the needle in a massive way. And there are nights where you just don't know what you're going to get. Consistency is the key, obviously, to this game and this grind, that 162. He needs to know how to grind through it and be that guy 5 out of 7 days a week.
Yeah, it's too inconsistent. And last night was just one of those games where you thought, really, 3 strikeouts against that guy? I mean, I know he was
non-competitive at bats.
Right. Just the swinging stuff out of the zone, taking pitches in the zone, I don't know. I expect there's so much more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Is he a good leadoff hitter for them? Because they've been searching. They had him, you know, they got last night, they had Valdez batting cleanup. They've had Andy Rodriguez batting cleanup. They've had Tommy Pham. They've had all these cleanup hitters.
I liked when Cruz was hitting fourth and Bart was hitting third. I thought because how special he is, I watch opposing managers navigate and move all the deck chairs around O'Neill Cruz. They match up against O'Neill Cruz. They manage their bullpen against O'Neill Cruz. They pitch around O'Neill Cruz, depending on who's in front or behind him. They manage the game around O'Neill Cruz because of his ability. Everybody knows that this is a 99th percentile guy with game-changing ability. And perhaps because he's the only one, really, in the Pirates lineup that commands such respect, I've watched opposing managers, how they go about it, how pitchers pitch him. When he walks, oftentimes it's on four or five pitches, right? Because they're just not going to deal with him because of that it factor. So I want him hitting fourth and Bart hitting in front of him. Here's my lineup. Reynolds 1, IKF 2, Bart 3, Cruz 4, Kutch 5, Hayes 6.
You seem to indicate from your words when you talk about Cruz that one dynamic bat could be transformative, correct?
It always has been.
Okay,
anytime the Pirates win.
Okay, so let me build on that. They did not go out and try to spend for one transformative bat in the offseason.
Oh, I'm talking MVP level, Joe, and they're never going to be able to go buy an MVP level bat.
But a high impact bat you can buy. But that's not my question.
Okay.
They didn't do that in the offseason, even try to get an impact bat. So what would be wrong, and would it be a good plan to parlay some of this pitching talent, like one guy, let's say a Mitch Keller? A Mitch Keller for a like hitter, which is to say a guy in his late 20s who's good. Not great, not MVP level, but what about parlaying Mitch Keller into a bat that is the hitting version of Mitch Keller? Or what about taking one of their younger, really prized guys, not Chandler, not Skeens, not those two, and parlaying that into an electric young hitter?
Joe, they did that. And if the... And I got a guy with a chronic wrist injury.
You're talking about Ortiz.
Ortiz was arguably their second best pitcher last year.
No. I'm talking about a real hitter.
I understand, but the market, if Spencer Horwitz is the cost for a Luis Ortiz,
yeah,
that's the market there. I think they tried to acquire a bat. So
no, I'm talking a really good pitcher for a really good hitter.
I mean, Luis
Ortiz. Not Ortiz for Horwitz.
Ortiz was arguably the second best pitcher that the Pirates had last year
in many
different stages.
He's not a guy who has an 80-some million dollar contract, and he hasn't.
It's even more valuable. There's more contractual control. He's a 0-6 guy, so that's even more valuable from a dollar per cost basis to the production. If you're trading starting pitchers, I'm not throwing dirt on Mitch Keller whatsoever and saying that he's invaluable. He's obviously a very reliable starting pitcher, and he could fetch you, I think, a nice chunk of change. But I think the impact bat, Joe, that you're perceiving that you would get for a Mitch Keller, if we're using the Ortiz trade as any sort of indication as what you're actually getting in return, they got Horowitz and had to throw in two top 30 prospects along with Ortiz to get a guy with a chronic wrist injury who's not a power bat.
It sounds like they got duped then.
Well, that's another conversation, but I also think that, okay, what's the market? I would like to think that they had other conversations and attempted to do that, and the best deal that they could perhaps pull off was Ortiz and two others for Spencer Horowitz. So I absolutely get and appreciate and am on board with your line of thinking, and I think the Pirates were as well. So that was, I think, in the offseason, their intent.
Yeah. I guess I'm thinking higher level of pitcher for higher level of hitter.
You ruled out Chandler. How about if you got an amazing package for Bubba Chandler? Why would that
or
be
Jared
off the table?
Jones?
Yeah, I mean,
once he gets healthy.
Especially Jones, and I mean, I think they may have also waited a little too long on, you know, guys like Bednar and Holderman. I think that,
yes,
that those guys were on play maybe last year or in the offseason of 23 going into 24. But, I mean, no, your line of thinking isn't at all off base, Joe. But based on, again, the cost of doing business in that particular market, we got a pretty good example of what the price of doing business is as the Pirates actively engaged in such business this offseason.
Dan, thank you for the time, my friend. We have to get to Starkey's Card of the Week. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, Dan.
Dan Zangrilli,
post-game. I'll see you for tonight's dinner for more chips.
There you go.
Delicious.
Well, yeah.
Must listen is Pirate Postgame with Dan Zangrilli. Also hear him on the pregame. Hear him all over our station, Dr. Daniel Zangrilli. All right. Is the general ready?
He is.
Let's go to General Patton. Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Bob, do you have a guess as to the card of the week? I'm going to go with play-in Jimmy. I'm going to go Jimmy Butler, believe it or not. You?
Well, I was going to say Steph Curry, but he's probably been talked about way too much. Now, General, I have to ask you, if I say Shedeur Sanders, he doesn't have a card yet or anything like that, right?
He actually does.
Well, he's been topical this week, so maybe I'll take him.
It's a whole new world.
How about Nico Ayoliva, whatever his name is, the guy from Tennessee who decided to get out of the transfer portal because he wants more than $2.4 million NIL money? Never mind. I'll take Shedeur Sanders.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Good morning.
Limits, do you have a guess? I'll go with Sid.
Final game for the Penguins tomorrow.
And two golf gurus, and I can't believe no one guesses Rory.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know there were golf cards.
I didn't know either. I thought there was no golf cards.
Golf card.
All right, well, that's a mulligan. Then we'll take Rory.
There we go. We're going to go with the 2014 Upper Deck Gaudi Rory McIlroy. And as he missed that putt, I remember thinking, there's a lot of pressure there. If I miss this thing, I'm not going to be Starkey's Card of the Week. So we're giving Rory McIlroy center stage this week, and I'm also – we're going to be remiss if we didn't throw in a Jackie Robinson card after Jackie Robinson Day yesterday.
That's a good thought also, yep.
So there'll be plenty of time for Jimmy Buckets. Steph Curry will emerge, I'm sure, during the playoffs. But this week we're going with Rory and Jackie Robinson.
General, is there a Bob Pompiani card? We have learned that this season there will be a Bob Pompiani bobblehead at a Washington Wild Things game. Is there a card out there of
no.
him?
I am not familiar with the card, but maybe we should get one made.
No, you shouldn't.
Yes, we should.
No, you shouldn't, because you wouldn't be able to do anything with it. So,
why don't we get a Pomp and Joe card made?
There you go.
Bob, would you do that? You and Ron had your...
we had a cup.
Yeah, your likenesses at the, the Brighton Hot Dog Shop on a cup. I would be honored by that.
We'll work on that. That would be a good advertising piece.
I'm thinking you know the right people to get a card done, don't you, General?
I sure do. Yeah, I'm going to start working on that mock-up.
Bob, why don't we do that?
Yeah, why not? He has every other card there. Why not? We should be part of the party as well, right?
Exactly right.
More importantly, General, perhaps you could join us. We could all take a field trip to the Wild Things game for Bob Pompiani bobblehead night. We don't have a date yet, do we, Limits?
No, not yet.
No, it won't be known until after the Steelers schedule comes out. That's what we have to wait for, because it's going to be some Saturday in August. But
did you
sure
pose for this bobblehead, Bob?
No. And so I
have you seen it yet?
No.
Is it produced yet?
No. It better not be like the Dwayne Wade one, or the statue.
Right.
I don't know what that's going to look like. I need to have some control over that, don't I?
They could accidentally put Malzi's head on your body. That would be a bad thing. General, thank you.
You're welcome, guys. You have a good week.
You too, Jeff. Thanks.
See you, buddy. That's the General, Bob. And that was the card of the week. Limits, why don't you tell the people what's ahead?
Jay Caulfield will join us next.
And then we have a treat later in the show, too, don't we?
Yes, we do.
In the 1 o'clock hour, tell people about that.
I would love to tell people about that, Joe. I've been, over the last couple of days, in communications with somebody named Kaylee that wanted to share about how a local golfer here in the area took part in the drive, chip, and putt competition at a part of Augusta National.
Yes.
How about that?
We featured him on TV. Rich Walsh went out and spent some time with him. He's only 12 years old, and he was there the last time, and so he went back this time looking to win.
Oh, this is going to be great. All right, Jay Caulfield on the Penguins. Next, we told you about the Chris Letang news. Surgery, right, to repair a hole in his heart. Recovery time estimated at 4 to 6 weeks, and everything that guy has been through, it's just, you know, sad in a way, Bob, but it's also a story of perseverance, that guy, isn't it?
It is. I mean, he's been able to somehow put it behind. I don't know. To me, it's something that would be on your mind, I think, a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's on mine in some of the things I've gone through.
Yeah.
But you got to somehow forget about it, and he's done that. And again, he logs more minutes than anyone on the blue line. And he doesn't miss games other than those kinds of situations. But he's got a long life after hockey, so I think at some point that has to become number one on the priority list.
Hopefully a very quick recovery and all will be well with Chris Letang.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.